In the new quasi-Buddhist romp of a movie, I Heart Huckabees, Dustin Hoffman and Lily Tomlin play a husband-wife team of detectives, existential detectives, who burrow into people's psyches, as well as their garbage cans, to ferret out the truths of their innermost lives. In one scene, Dustin Hoffman tries to illuminate his theory of the world's interconnectedness by poking his hands up under a large blanket.
Let's say over here, this is Vivian, my wife and colleague. And then over here, this is the Eiffel Tower, right? It's Paris. And this is a war. And this is a museum. And this is a disease. And this is an orgasm. And this is a hammer.
Everything is the same, even if it's different.
Exactly. But our everyday mind forgets this. We think everything is separate, which is true. But it's not the whole truth, because we're all connected. Because we are connected.
Dustin Hoffman and his partner in existential sleuthing, Lily Tomlin, came by our New York studios yesterday. Our conversation turned into an extended philosophical riff, much like the movie. Mr. Hoffman says when he first read the script, he was frustrated by how hard it was to follow, so he had director David O. Russell and his co-writer read it to him.
When they were reading it, I would stop them and I would say, I don't get that. What does that mean? I never went to college. I never took a philosophy course. And they had taken philosophy courses, and they would explain it. Sometimes I would say, do you want this to be accessible to an audience? Yeah. I says, then maybe you should just say what you told me. Anyways, that was the way I got it. But sometimes I think when you read something, or even when you see something, and you don't understand it, you know that it's coming from a genuine place, and you can be moved by it. First time I saw an opera, listening to this woman do an aria in Italian, I didn't have a clue, but I was suddenly aware that I was crying, and I had no desire to see opera before that, and I was seeing something that you can't describe, and I think genuine work sometimes reveals itself that way. What do you think, Lily?
Yeah, I think that's, I was, when you said that about opera, I was thinking about one time I was at the Grammys of all places, and Leontine Price sang a cappella, and as soon as she opened her mouth, I began to weep. It was just so magnificent, and so true. That's the most wonderful kind of artistic experience you can have, and Huckabees does deliver some of that. It just sweeps over you, and it takes you on a big trip, and it's funny, and it's zany, and yet it's asking all kinds of questions about the human condition and just what is life all about, and that kind of work is exciting.
I wanted to ask you about the physical side of the humor in this movie. There are times when you're jumping through sprinklers, crouching on windowsills to peek in a window. Lily Tomlin, you go headfirst into a garbage can to try to find some stuff. Talk about what it was like to do that kind of humor in this movie.
You know, some of us are born at the perfect time, and then some of us could argue that there might be a more ideal time for us to have been born. And maybe Lily and I should have been born about a couple generations earlier so that we would have been in vaudeville.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think when Lily had the opportunity to hit those sprinklers to go on a garbage can, that would have filled her plate during the vaudeville days. She would have been in every Marx Brother. You would have been Margaret Dumont.
Oh, yes, I might have been.
In every Marx Brother movie, because that's what I think Lily and I both miss. That we missed out on that.
There's this theme through the movie of this web of interconnectedness that you espouse. And then there's an alternate theory, a nihilist theory from your nemesis in the movie. And her theory is cruelty, manipulation, and meaninglessness. Do you buy into that theory at all, do you think?
Oh, boy. I mean, today, how could you not? In my lifetime, I can't remember the boldness of corruption. People that are involved in it, they don't even try to hide it. Sports is a kind of good metaphor for it. I mean, if you see a foul being made by the opposing team, you stand up and you boo. And if your own team does it, you're hoping that they don't get caught. Well,
is that, you think that's absolutely prevalent? You don't think people, I mean, well, surely there's a core somewhere of some kind of honor. I mean, I agree with you that that's kind of human nature, but still the species can evolve to a different level.
But that's why I use sports, I guess, because sports is only about winning. Maybe it's a guy thing.
It sounds that's pretty troubling to me. I guess that's naive in some way. I mean, I hear you say it coming out of your lips. It really, for some reason, it's impacted me here.
You don't agree?
No, I can't deny it. I mean, I guess I've kept the belief alive that there's enough honorable intention to be something higher.
That's right.
And more evolved. And I was hoping we'd someday return to that. I mean, my belief and remembrance is that, and maybe I was naive then too, because they were still playing sports in those days, is I felt integrity really did have a shape and a feel, and integrity was celebrated rather than corruption. Maybe we need to make a movie about this.
I want to ask you
what was the question that got into this?
I'm not sure. We started talking about cruelty, and then, boy, we sank way down in there. I want to ask you about one line that a character in the movie puts out there, and that both of your characters seem to like a great deal. He says, "How am I not myself?" And I don't know what that means.
I'll bet you do.
Oh, you do.
You think?
That's a deep soul question. I can't imagine anyone on NPR has never asked themselves that.
How do you interpret it, do you think?
You can interpret it pretty literally and straightforward. You can't live in the world every day and strictly be yourself.
You want to believe the ideal that we all have of ourselves. And I guess it starts very early. We want to be a good boy. We want to be a good girl. We want mommy and daddy to love us. And yet, when you have kids, you see that lying and manipulation is a part of being human. And I think as you get older, you automatically shun that which is painful to realize about yourself.
Now, if you can believe all this that we've been talking about is like in the movie, is hilarious.
David's trying to use comedy to open you up to these serious things. In other words, Lily and I try to deconstruct these people, meaning we're trying to take away their defenses, which arm them to the extent that they don't have to look at what we call, let's say, the dark side of ourself, which is the truth. And we protect ourselves from them because we think it will lessen us, where it actually will liberate us.
Well, Dustin Hoffman and Lily Tomlin, it's nice talking with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We didn't even get started.
Yeah, we liked it. Thanks.
Dustin Hoffman and Lily Tomlin play a team of existential detectives in the movie I, Heart Huckabees. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.